We worship together as always in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin and to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Today is from Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 1 through 4, and 25 through 32. A reading from Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came to me. What do you mean by repeating this proverb concerning the land of Israel? The parents have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. As I live, says the Lord God, this proverb shall be no more used by you in Israel. Know that all lives are mine. The life of the parent, as well as the life of the child, is mine. It is only the person who sins that shall die. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is unfair. Hear now, O house of Israel, is my way unfair? Is it not your ways that are unfair? When the righteous turn away from their righteousness and commit iniquity, they shall die for it. For the iniquity that they have committed, they shall die. Again, when the wicked turn away from the wickedness they have committed and do what is lawful and right, they shall save their life. Because they considered and turned away from all transgressions that they had committed, they shall surely live and shall not die. Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is unfair. O house of Israel, are my ways unfair? Is it not your ways that are unfair? Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, all according to your ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions. Otherwise, iniquity will be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions that you have committed against me, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, says the Lord God. Turn then and live. Word of God, word of life. The second reading is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. A reading from Philippians. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, regard others as better than yourself. Let each of you look not to your own interest, but to the interest of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Word of God, word of life.
According to Matthew, the 21st chapter, beginning with the 23rd verse. Glory to you, O Lord. When he entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them, "I will also ask you a question. If you tell me the answer, then I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" And they argued with one another. "If we say from heaven, he'll say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we are afraid of the crowd, for all regard John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. Now what do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' He answered, 'I will not.' But later he changed his mind and went. The father went to the second and said the same, and he answered, 'I go, sir.' But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of the father?" They said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going to the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and prostitutes believed him, and even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe him." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Question for you this morning. Do you like being told you're wrong? Anybody like that? No? Or being told that you maybe made a mistake, underestimated something? Maybe you took a test and you could swear you had all the right answers, but it came back with a big F on it. Maybe it's a math test and you swore you did all the calculations right. You showed your work, but you were wrong. We don't often like being told that we're wrong. And when we are told that we're wrong or we're challenged, what are some of the questions that you may ask when that comes up? You might ask, "Well, why? Why am I wrong?" Or, "Are you serious?" Or, "Who gave you this authority?" Or, "Who do you think you are?" That last question I asked there seems to fit best with what the church leaders might be asking in today's gospel. Who do you think you are? We have to go back just a little bit to understand where that's coming from, too. But this text from the gospel today comes shortly after Jesus comes back into Jerusalem, the triumphant entry on Palm Sunday. So who are you that come in on a donkey being celebrated? What makes you different from everybody else? Who are you to say, "My house is a house of prayer"? Who are you to tell us how to do things in the temple? Who are you to judge us? How dare you? How dare you accept millions, hundreds, thousands? Why do you heal? Why do you work on the Sabbath? Why do you break all that we seem to know? Why are you going against what we've been taught so many times? Who do you think you are? And who gave you this authority to challenge us? And you know what? There are sometimes we too are like the Pharisees. Or sometimes we even judge the Pharisees. Because of course, it's 2,000 years later. Duh, we know who this is. This is Jesus, the Son of God. But we have that hindsight. We've got the entire gospel, the Old Testament, the New Testament, all the Bible in our hands, in front of us. We know who this guy is. We know why he does what he does. But do we fully know the answer to the question of who do you think you are? We might ask this of Jesus too in our own lives. Who do you think you are? By what authority do you do this to us? Sometimes we are too quick to judge the Pharisees for their questions. And we have a lot of questions about Jesus sometimes, all sorts that we want to ask, all sorts we might not want the answer to. And today I brought a little clip with that you're going to recognize, which is full of questions to Jesus. You should know it very well. It's ready. Yes, I am ready. You probably recognize that, right? You've probably heard that song before, Jesus Christ Superstar. Full of questions, though. Full of questions of, I don't understand. Why'd you do what you did? Do you really believe everything that you're saying? Do you, all these questions, who do you, another way to put it would be, who do you think you are? Who are you? Who gave you the authority to die for me? Who gave you the authority to come back from the dead, to rise again? Who gave you the authority to forgive me, to save me with grace and not by works? We might ask so many questions at times, too, because we like how things are in our lives at times. We like having control over our lives. We sometimes doubt can do enough for us ever. We need to save ourselves. This past weekend, Pastor Rod and I were at the Fall Theological Conference in Des Moines, and Bishop Elizabeth Eaton was there and actually gave a sermon on this topic as well. She talked about a survey of Lutherans, and it found something that was kind of surprising as a Lutheran. Found that 50% said we need good works to be saved. We need to save ourselves. We need to save the world. There are times we say, who are you? We sometimes doubt God can love us unconditionally and completely in our lives. We say, who do you think you are? Who gave you the authority? I'm the good son of the parable. I'm the one that can do what I need. I'm good. But often we fall into the trap of the second son of the parable that Jesus told today. Good intentions, but we don't always go, or we can't ever do enough. Who do you think you are? You see how we're like those Pharisees too, even though we know who he is? Who do you think you are? Jesus tells us, I'm the good son. And as we heard in Philippians again, I am the one who came in the form of God, but did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited. I emptied myself, took the form of a slave, was born in human likeness, and being found in human form, I humbled myself and became obedient even to the point of death, even death on a cross. The only one who can do all this. He's the only one that can defeat sin, death, and the devil. I'm the only one that can come about on Easter morning. I'm the one who chose you, not the other way around. I am Jesus, the Son of God, and my authority comes from my Father. I am Jesus. We ask so many questions. We ask like the Pharisees, who gave you the authority? Who do you think you are? And maybe even why? We don't always like giving up control. But it's good that Jesus is there. Sometimes talking in parables, sometimes questioning what we understand, sometimes reversing the question upon itself. Because that's a good thing. It gets us thinking. Gets us remembering that we don't always have the control. We don't have the control. The control is in the hands of Jesus. That's who he is. He's Jesus Christ, the one who reminds us that he is risen from the dead, and that no longer sin, death, or the devil can hold power over us. And it's by his authority that that is most certainly true. Thanks be to God for being there even in our questioning times and reminding us that he is the Son of God, our Savior.
With the whole church, Amen. Let us confess our faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Creator God, you provide us with daily nourishment. Bless the fields and orchards, oceans and lakes, all the animals of this earth. Be with those that are getting ready for harvest. Be with those that are being affected by the different hurricanes, fires, and everything else, earthquakes going on in this world. Sustain us and help us to share our gifts and to not forget those in need as well. Hear us, O God. God of the nations, give all your people the mind of Christ and guide national and international leaders to advocate for policies that look to the interests of all people. Humble all of us as we question your mercy towards those who are different from us. Guide our leaders, guide all of us, church leaders, world leaders, local leaders, to work for whatever it is you see fit for this world. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those in our congregation and community. We pray for those that may need special needs this day from our congregation or ask for special prayers. And we say together the first names of those found in your bulletin. We pray this day for Michaela, the family of Mary, the family of Norma, Ione, Leona, Mavis Ann, Luann, missionaries Colin, Jenny, Josephine, and Amos, and the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Magianus. And we also give you the family of Mary Hughes. Lord, in your mercy. And we now give you all the other things in our hearts, either aloud or in the silence of our hearts, that we want to give to you this day. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Trusting in your mercy and goodness, we bring before you the prayers and whatever else you see that we need. In the name of the one who set us free, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Receive the blessing of Almighty God, the Father of glory, Jesus Christ, our peace, and the Spirit of truth be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace. Christ is with you. Thanks be to God.